You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au. No parent wants to receive a call from the police saying their child has been arrested. But if it happens, it's important to know your child's rights, including requesting the help of a lawyer. Knowing that your child has been arrested by the police is very unsettling. But Andrew Brunn, CEO of the Youth Support and Advocacy Service, says that you should keep in mind that the Australian youth justice system focuses on young people's welfare and development rather than just punishment.
The youth justice system is about trying to help people get on a positive track in their life that doesn't involve crime and offending.
While the youth justice system varies in each state, they do have some things in common. Catherine McFarlane is Associate Professor at the Centre for Law and Justice at Charles Sturt University. She says that children under 10 years old cannot be held responsible for a crime.
So that means if you're a very small child, it doesn't matter that what you do might technically be regarded as criminal. The idea is that you are too young to understand. So you can't be held responsible for something that you're too little to actually to understand that you did wrong.
McFarlane explains that the first contact that children and teenagers will have with the youth justice system is through the police.
Somebody will become involved with the criminal justice system as a child by coming into contact with police. So they might be thought to have done something wrong. Maybe they're acting suspiciously on the street. Maybe they've been caught for doing something like swearing.
If a child is arrested, the police will interview them. If they're under 14, a parent or guardian needs to be present. If they're between 14 and 17, they can decide which adult they want to be present. It can be a family member, a lawyer, a friend over 18, or a youth worker. Anushka Geronimus is the program manager of the Youth Crime Program at Victoria Legal Aid. She says it's very important for the child or their family to request to speak to a lawyer before the interview starts.
The important thing to note is that if a young person, if the police want to interview them, that they have a right to speak to a lawyer before that interview commences. And we think it's really important that the young people and their families know that if you or their child is arrested, that they speak to a lawyer.
Your state's legal aid will be able to provide you with a lawyer.
Some of the things that the lawyer will do when they speak to the young person is check how they are. They will explain the court process to them and the police process, explain what the charges are against them. They will give them advice about the court process. They will explain to them what their legal options are. They will explain or give them advice about the strength of the police case against them. Sometimes it might be weak, sometimes it might be very strong, and also the likely outcomes.
If the young person has committed a crime for the first time and it's not too serious, the police might not charge them and just caution them.
The young person would need to agree that they have committed the offence and also attend the police station with a parent or guardian, and then what would occur is that you'd have the parent, the young person, the police officer who is conducting the investigation and also a sergeant, and then they would talk to the young person about what they did and reinforce to them that they, you know, should stay out of trouble. And that often is referred to as a good behaviour bond, and they're supposed to stay out of trouble for 5 years.
But the police could also decide to charge them.
And if they do charge them, what happens is that they will either receive a summons, so that's like a notice to appear at court, and they're given a date and they have to come to court on that day. Or if the police think the charges are really serious and the young person is a risk to the community, they may be taken into immediate custody and then brought to court the next day.
If you didn't request a lawyer for the interview, you should still get one for the court. Legal Aid has a helpline that you can call for free information. If you didn't have the time to do that, it's possible to request the lawyer on duty when you get to court. Geronimus says that you can also ask for an interpreter. As with the lawyer, you can do that at any point, but it's better to ask for one as early as possible.
If the young person or their a family member, their parent or guardian, requires an interpreter, then make that clear to the police officer when they're arresting you. And actually, the interview should not happen if you need an interpreter until the interpreter has been organised. And also, if you're wanting to speak to a lawyer at Legal Aid, yes, we will be able to make sure that they have interpreting support. Once the young person has to come to court, again, if the young person or their parent or guardian requires an interpreter, then that will get arranged for them.
Once in court, different sentencing can be given depending on the crime committed. It can go from diversion to community services to fines to detention. But detention is a last resort. Catherine McFarlane says that the system is designed to keep children out of jail.
That doesn't mean no punishment. It just means custody is known to create worse problems. Research shows if you are a child and the earlier you become involved in the justice system, the earlier you go to court and the earlier that you get sent to custody, the worse it is going to be for you. You're less likely to stop offending, less likely to get the help you need, more likely to go on and, you know, become an adult offender.
Anushka Geronimus adds that the youth justice system is about giving a second chance.
It's about acknowledging that they can make mistakes, but it's also aimed at giving them a chance to move on from any behaviour that's causing them and others harm.
If you want the best outcome for you or your child, you should get in touch with a lawyer through your state's Legal Aid as early as possible. Your lawyer will help you navigate the youth justice system and give you much needed support. The feature on how the youth justice system works in Australia was prepared by Audrey Bouget, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva. Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.